Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Anybody with kids that are listening right now, it's playoff basketball time.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday, Charlie had games all week, and he's in two different leagues, which is crazy. Okay, so he had games all weekend, and yesterday he wanted to support the girls' team.
Yeah.
So yesterday afternoon, we went to his school at noon, got home about 2:30, and then he had another game last night, and we got home right before the Academy Awards. But while I was gone at the first game, my wife, who is very type A, likes to be clean, likes to be an organizer, decided on her own that she would organize my closet.
Oh, no.
So she's...
I can Kev, see where this is going.
See, Kev, you're looking at me. You're a married guy. Bertrand, you're a married guy. We have our stuff, right? And the entire house is our wives. They have the entire house. We have our closet, maybe a room in the basement. Maybe. Maybe a room in the basement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did your wife see? That's totally the case in my house, but it's not like my wife claimed it. It just sort of happens. So now I have no like. We were just talking about this. I want to clean out the office or things, but I don't have ownership of a lot of this. I don't want to make the decisions now. You know what I mean?
Aw, you guys are so cute. What? It's so cute you get like this.
Not cute. It's paralyzing.
Yes, it is. It is paralyzing. My wife cleaned my closet. I can't find anything now. She's like, your shirts are organized, your pants. I said, everything was in its place.
Wait a minute. Your wife cleaned your closet?
She organized my closet yesterday while I was gone.
Did you thank her?
I said, Sarah, this is very nice of you, but you didn't need to do it. She goes, why? You don't like it? I said, well, I have.
Oh.
So you didn't even know it was coming?
This is where, no, absolutely not.
Ooh.
And we weren't, it wasn't like a weekend where, hey, we're going to clean this area, we're going to clean this, we're going to get organized. It wasn't even one of those weekends.
Does that make it worse, though, you guys, that you didn't know it was coming?
Yes, because I would have nipped it in the bud right away.
Do any of you guys spring
Did she find
clean?
Anything?
There's nothing to find in my closet.
Do you guys spring clean? Like, do you move the winter stuff to the back
no.
and then put the spring
no.
stuff in
Men
the
don't
front?
Do that.
And then put your the winter
no.
shoes in the back?
There's no. We just
we
throw
don't
them
have
in
winter
the,
shoes no, and summer
no,
shoes.
What? There is no winter shoes.
We got left and right shoes.
That's it. Yes.
Stop it. How many pairs of shoes do you guys own?
Seven. Maybe.
No. Bertrand, you too?
Probably about the same, yeah.
I probably have more sneakers than I do anything.
See, I only have, I would, well.
Running shoes, Chuck Taylors.
Oh,
I probably
no, no.
have 10 of those.
I've only got probably four shoes pairs in rotation, right,
I
Pete?
Only have probably four in rotation. I only have maybe 50 pairs.
50?
What?
No, but that's including.
50?
No, that includes gym shoes. Well, I don't have that many.
That you
gym
wear
shoes.
On a regular basis?
Well, summer and winter, yeah.
That's, if you add that up, that's almost 100 shoes.
What?
That is true. This is why I need to move, Bertrand. I
Where
need
do you
more room.
Keep these?
In my closet. I just don't have that much. That's not that many.
Steve, I don't know about you. We have a guest bedroom. We actually have a guest bedroom upstairs in Charlie's closet. My wife has her clothes in half of Charlie's closet and in the guest bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not right.
Why is that surprising?
Why do you have so many clothes? You're not going to wear them.
I have a
in case they
closet,
come back to style.
A side closet. No, because you just don't want to get rid of it. What if it has a scent? What if it has meaning to you? You know, like you wore it and something good happened on that
Take
day.
Take a picture of it.
I haven't had that many good things happen.
No, it's not good.
I have a shirt that I've had since it says Candyland on it.
Oh,
I just,
yeah, tell us that story.
No.
Yeah.
No,
well, there was
nice
a time in college
on,
I needed extra money.
Yeah, something nice happened on that day, so I don't want to get rid of it. So I just have it, you know, don't you have a drawer of stuff you want to
you
just
are
keep?
So Greek because you put stuff and memories where you can't throw things away because there's a memory on everything.
It's
so
true.
You're a hoarder.
I am a hoarder.
That's a Middle Eastern thing.
But I'm not a hoarder where there's rats or, you know, anything like that. I don't have that many boxes except shoe boxes.
What if I came
obviously.
Over and organized your closet? How would you feel?
Oh, I'd be so grateful.
What?
I would, as long as you didn't throw anything out.
I don't feel like I have that many clothes. Maybe, you know, I have my pants, I got a few sweatshirts, I have dress shirts, and two suits. That's it. And, of course, jerseys. I have all my jerseys. My wife took it upon herself to clean my closet and organize everything.
You have jerseys?
Of course I have jerseys. I probably have four Hawks jerseys. I have two Cub jerseys, yes.
I didn't think grown men had
probably
jerseys. Like
I have probably four Bear jerseys. I got a lot of jerseys.
Well, that's because you when you go to the games, I guess. You don't just wear them out, though, do you?
Like on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good.
I'm wearing them. You ever go to a Hawks game, everybody has their jersey on.
No, you
on.
Have to wear, to yes, to a sporting event, absolutely. But you wouldn't just wear your Bears jersey, you know.
No, to go to Jewel?
Errands.
That's
yeah.
not happening.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Jewel on a Wednesday night. I'm going to put on my Bear jersey. I don't want to be that guy.
No, I don't.
But it's okay, right? I know some guys think, "What are you wearing a jersey? You're a grown man. You're putting a younger kid's name on your chest or
no,
on your back."
At a sporting event, absolutely.
All right.
Out and about, I'd say I don't think so.
Okay.
But that's just me.
All right. I'm you with know? You.
Okay.
I don't wear it out and about. I wear it to the games. Anyway, back to my original point.
I still think it's nice that your wife cleaned your closet.
I was very upset by it, but I didn't let her know that I was upset. I said, next time, it's okay. You don't need to do this again.
But she knows now, though.
I don't know. I don't know if the message came through. She just likes things clean. Like all the shoes are lined up. I don't like the shoes lined up. I know where the good shoes are and the shoes that I wear on a regular basis. Front of the closet. Bring them up.
Do you keep your shoes in the original boxes?
What?
Do you speak English?
I keep my shoes in the boxes
that
they came in.
You keep shoe boxes?
Oh, yeah. That's how I know how many
shoes. That takes up too much room.
It does take up room, but at least that's the way I... You know, if I have the black dress shoes, if I have the black heels, the black flats, the black boots, that way they're all in the box, so I know.
Why?
And sometimes I'll label them. All right.
Do you write
Why do you
down?
Guys look at me like I'm speaking
I used
a different
to work
language?
With a girl that wrote down what she wore every day.
I don't do that, but I do have a system. So, okay, so I'm wearing a red shirt today. I'll put that to the left in the middle section on
this
the left.
This is why men and women are so different.
So I won't wear it for another 2 weeks now. So you won't see this for 2 weeks.
If Kev wore the same shirt every day this week, I wouldn't even notice. I wouldn't care.
You know,
I'd say,
I just,
good for
I just,
you, man.
I just switched the cardigan. That way it looks different. You,
really?
You
That's
never
what
know.
You do.
Yeah.
That's nice. Do you wear the same shoes every day?
No, you got to rotate those out.
Okay.
Yeah. And my wife, I can't let her in my closet because she'll start migrating her own items into my closet.
Oh, yeah. That's what I worry
can't
about.
Do it. Can't
yeah.
do it.
Let's clean Pete's closet. I'll have some more room for my stuff.
Is that what she did?
No, she didn't put her stuff in there, but I feel like, hey.
That's the next step.
Can you put this? When she starts saying things like, hey, do you mind putting this in the bottom of your closet?
I noticed some room in cleaning your closet.
Yes.
Oh, see?
And, you know, we all have our own headphones that we wear to work, right? Mm-hmm. We have our headphones. I keep mine in my closet on my shelf. Well, they were gone.
Well, where are they?
I don't know. I had to ask her. I go, where are the headphones? Oh, they're over here underneath the cabinet in the bathroom.
Oh, she found completely new positions for everything.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, hold on a second. I mean, these are my headphones that I wear to work when I go to GN. This is the deal. So that's what I had to deal with yesterday.
Oh, you guys are funny.
Yeah, that's rough stuff. It is. I love being married, though. 15 years. It's just wonderful. 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 720 WGN. Pete and Andrea in for Bill and Wendy. They're back tomorrow talking about how my wife cleaned my closet yesterday. I didn't really appreciate it. 423 area code. Remember, if you text us at 312-981-7200, give us your name so we can give you credit. Pete, next time, just be direct with your wife. Well, my son had a basketball game yesterday, and I knew we had to watch the Academy Awards together, so I didn't want to be direct with my wife. I wanted to tiptoe around it because I didn't want to fight.
Do you ever just clean out the medicine cabinet or clean out the junk drawer? I did that yesterday
the
Oscars.
We don't have a medicine cabinet.
Oh, you don't?
No. We just have a mirror on the wall and a vanity.
Sometimes you just have to pick a day. I mean, I think I can see why she did that, because she wanted some organization and she thought she was doing you a little bit of a favor.
Not my closet. My stuff. So what if I cleaned her closet?
Oh, no, Pete, please. Don't be silly.
847 area code. Andrea, I have two closets of shoes. You go, girl.
All right.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. Because
I saw her on TLC last week.
Really?
The crazy $39.99. No, but for real.
50 pairs you have.
I just hear, but that includes
in
everything.
In the original boxes.
Yeah, that includes, though, you have to understand, boots, regular shoes, heels, flats, gym shoes, flip-flops, sandals. I mean,
50?
Maybe more. And that's not even that many. Steve, didn't Johnny Putman, remember she used to have like 200 pairs of shoes?
No.
Yeah, but you have to have, and then in the summertime it gets dicey because you have to have usually colors to match your outfit, like pink or blue or white.
That's your deal. I've seen that many times.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's the gender.
Let's go to Barbara. Barbara?
Yes.
Hi, you're on WGN.
So I have a really clean closet. Many years ago for a Valentine's Day present, I had one of the closet people come in and do all the closets for the four bedrooms. Everybody left for work or school. I emptied all the closets, did a quick coat of paint. They came in and did all these closets. So anyways, in the years when I was working, I had skirt hangers where you hang like five skirts on each hanger. Mm-hmm. And I would start on Monday and I'd wear the top skirt and then the next skirt and the next skirt. And I just rotate through the whole closet so that I didn't think about wearing the same thing in the same week or even in the same month.
Yeah.
And blouses, I take the first one and I would wear that, and then I put it back in the closet at the end of the rod.
Is that your rotation?
Exactly what I do. Yeah,
Andrea?
Yeah. I have my middle section is for the blouses or the shirts, mm-hmm. and I'll do the same mm-hmm. thing, Barb. I'll wear, like I said, the red shirt, and then I'll put it at the end. There's only maybe. You know, 20 blouses or so. So I'll put it at the end.
This is how it goes with
tops.
Me. This is I have a holding area. I have a chair in our master bedroom where I take off my shirt and it lays there for 3 days. And then my wife says, "Can you hang that up?" And I hang it up. That's it. That's how I do it. That's my rotation.
Do you wait a certain amount, like the shirt you have on? Very nice, by the way. Will you wait to wear that like another week, or how often will you?
I'll just put it in the closet, and if it strikes me, I'll wear it. I don't know.
What if it strikes you?
I've never thought about this before.
Now my big decision is, what color jeans do I wear each day?
Blue!
Because that's all I'm in are jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, no, come on. There's blue and there's teal and mm-hmm. there's a light green.
Faded.
And yeah.
Black.
You know, different shades. Black. Yeah.
Oh, my God. My head is spinning right now.
I think I have 10 pairs of jeans.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So now I wrote, instead of rotating through office wear, I rotate through my jeans.
See?
Thank you, Barbara.
Because then I don't have to think about what I'm going to wear. Oh, I wore that yesterday. I wear this today.
There it is, the rotation. Thanks, Barbara.
Bye.
See, I'm not alone.
312-981-7200. This is from 630 area code. Hold on a second. Where is it? I just lost it. Give me a second. This is a great one.
I still think it's a nice thing that she
Andrea,
did.
I put shoes in clear boxes with a photo at the end of each box.
Oh, I do that for my gym shoes. Like I have a
yellow. Well, if it's clear, can't mm-hmm. you see the shoe? Why do you have to put a photo at the end of the box?
I don't know about that, but I do have some clear.
Photo.
You know, you can get at the Container Store. You can get. I put my non-gym shoes in the clear ones because I have. Yellow
Explain
Pumas.
To me what that means.
Look, I have a pair of yellow Pumas that I'll wear, and then I have a blue and red for Cubs, and then orange and blue for Illinois if I'm going to a football game or basketball game. Those are the gym shoes that are in the plastic, the clear that I can see through. The other gym shoes are in the box.
That are not in the rotation.
Right.
Okay, I'm with you.
Right.
All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WGN. Hi.
Yeah, good afternoon. Go to my sister's Portland for a couple weeks. I come back, my son picks me up at the airport, he goes, "Hey, your world's been changed." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" We get home, I come in, I go in the bedroom, the bedroom's been completely changed. My dresser with all my things that I know where everything's exactly at, what's this, what's that,
yep.
where it's at, left, right, all been, it's gone.
Oh, boy.
It's been put over here, it's been put over there. Now, this was over a year ago that this was done. And I'm still, to find things, I have to ask her.
Of course. maybe that's
good,
a power move by
call,
our wives.
Jim.
Maybe that's a power move.
I had to ask her. I says, "Do you got something against me, or is this, like you say, a power move?"
Right.
But it's unbelievable. I would never, ever do something like that.
No. Could you imagine if we did that? Your wife goes out of town.
As you shouldn't.
Oh, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank
something
you.
Else.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, you guys take it easy.
Yeah.
Hi, Jim.
What if the roles were reversed?
Is that a power move? We're just trying to be organized and help you guys be organized.
You could be organized. We know where our stuff is. That's perfect. Oh, my God, I'd freak out if I was Jim.
On the chair.
At least.
That's where you put your shirt.
It's a holding area, of course. Don't we all have that?
No.
The holding area? There's always clothes on the chair.
It's not a jail cell.
Sue, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi there. Well, I've never counted my shoes before, but I thought I would go do it. And guess what? I have 53 pairs of shoes
See?
Also.
See?
53 go, pairs.
Right. But that's everything, right, Sue?
Yeah, I know. Well, see, here's the thing. I'm retired now, but I was a nurse. So all my nursing shoes were in a very nice row there still.
Okay.
And then all my other shoes are in a whole different section because those are not my work shoes.
Yeah.
So I have everything organized and orderly, and I'm very happy about that. I'm glad I don't have somebody who's going to come and move them for me.
Thank you.
I like them where they are. I know I can go with my eyes closed and put them on.
Okay.
Way to go, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
Have a good day.
I'm trying to think how many pairs of shoes I have. I can do this mentally right now. I have three Cole Haans.
Okay.
I have three pairs of boots. That's six.
Okay.
I have two pairs of gym shoes. Mm-hmm. That I rotate, and I have one downstairs to cut the lawn. How many is that?
Nine.
Let's add four for good measure in case I forgot four pairs.
That's
13
good.
13 pairs.
That's good. You need more shoes. And you're a fashion guy. You're always matching your pants with your shoes, and you're trendy.
Black shoes are perfect. What else do you need?
Trust me.
Bertrand, how many pairs off the top of your head?
Shoes?
Yeah.
I'm 7 to 10, but
seven
like
to 10.
Four that I wear.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Okay. That's about right. Kev?
I'm trying to roughly tally here, but I'm probably pushing like 12 to 15, but
to
only
15.
A few that I actively wear.
Okay.
See? But again, see, we're counting summer shoes and spring and and heels and boots.
Yeah, that's
it
too
might
much.
Even be more. I'm going to go home and check.
It's too much. Pete McMurray, Andrea Darlis, in for Bill and Wendy. It's 720 WGN.